for Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Piri Avarivia veHilchos Ishus, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Dalid. We dedicate the learning today, Lilui Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nosson Yaakov, Harini Kaporos Mishkovoi, Yenta Fradl Bas, Rabbi Sharye, Zahavaleya Bas, Rabbi Avram, Tzipka Rivka Bas, Rabbi Hillel, and all the others that need an Aliyas Neshama, and for a complete Refuah Shalema for all those that need it, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. We're continuing based on chapter 23 in the second half of Likutei Moran on the topic of Simcha, paragraph Dalid. V'zehu b'chinas klei zemer shemenaknen ala chasana b'shvil ha-simcha. Based on what we're learning here, we'll understand the great significance of the music, the musical instruments, and the singing that's played at a wedding in order to bring joy and happiness. Because the music represents the 10 types of song, and that's what really brings joy to the wedding, as we see in actual life. And as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in chapter 24 over there, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Kamosha Kosuv, Ale Yosor va'ale Novel ki simachtani Hashem b'folecha. I play the 10 types of song, and I play on a musical instrument, a novel, because Hashem has made me happy. The connection between simcha and music and the 10 types of song. Ve'ikar ha'klei zemer b'chinas sasor min edigina she'machnisim simcha ba'leiv. And the main joy, the main accomplishment of the musical instruments, the 10 types of song that make people happy, is the fact that the sheyesh koyach lasor min enegina shem klolius hanigunim vakleizemer lesamach esodom betoikef daagosoi vatsvus shaloi. The main greatness of this is the fact that these musical instruments, which represent the 10 types of song, have the ability to make people happy even while they're going through worries and feeling sad about different things. Kanira b'chush, as we see in actual life. Shayidei nigen, that when a song is being played, a song and music is being played, shayidei nigen afilu b'peh, even when a person just sings a song with their mouth, even without musical accompaniment. Mikolshken kisheshoimen hanigen meklizemer, and how much more so, especially when a person hears a song being played on musical instruments, bo ha'odom l'toich simcha mitoikef hadaiga v'atzvus. The person, even if they have all kinds of worries and all kinds of things that are getting them down, that the singing and the music will bring them to joy and happiness. Ki ho asora mina negina yesh lohem ze hakoyach lachtoif hayogoin vanocha ulahavcham beslisimcha. Because the 10 types of song, which are found in the book of Tehillim, they have this power to grab the yogoin vanocha, to grab the depression, the heaviness, and turn it around into joy and happiness. V'alkein isarusa deniguna humi sitra delevoi. And this explains also why the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that song and music come from the left side, from the Levim. Shehoyu menatzchen b'shir al haduchan. They are the ones that would sing and play musical instruments on the platform in the Beis Hamikdash. Shehem b'china sitra desmolo kayadua. And we know that Levi is associated with the left side. Koyen is the right, Levi is the left. Shezel b'chinas ruach tzfoynis, shohi somen asheves b'kinor shel David, v'hoya menagein me'elov. This is also related to what the Gemara tells us, that at midnight, a north wind would come through the window by David HaMelech, where David HaMelech was. Now north is the left side. We always picture a person facing east. When you're facing east, north is to your left. A north wind would come in and blow through the strings of the harp of David HaMelech, and play a song, and that's how he would wake up at midnight, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachas. Ki ikar hanigun mebechinas tzofoins shehu smoil bechinas sitra delivoi, because the whole concept of song comes from the north, from the left side, from Levi. Ki shom besitra de smola shom ikar achizas hadin shehu bechinas atzvus, because there in the left side is where the midas hadin usually attaches itself, is strong, which is associated with depression, sadness, atzvus. V'alkein ikar shleimus hasimcha, and therefore the main completion of simcha, shehu asaramin edegino, which is represented by the 10 types of song, bo mishom daika, comes specifically from that same place, mibechina smoil, from the left. Ki ze ikar shleimus hasimcha, habo alide asaramin edegino, because that's really what we define as complete simcha, which comes from the 10 types of song. The fact that ki yesh lohem koyach lafoy chayogoin vanocho shebo misham ebchina smoil l'simcha. The fact that it has the ability to take the sadness and the heaviness and the moaning and groaning that comes from the left side and convert it to simcha. Sheze ikar shleimus hasimcha. That's what's really called simcha. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshoi, because we have a rule in Kabbalah that whenever you want to sweeten a din, a judgment, whenever you want to eliminate negativity, you have to go to the source. You have to go to that place, the place of the negativity, that left side. V'alkein b'shoirish hakidusha his oirus hasimcha hu daikom yisitra desmola, and therefore in its roots in holiness, where simcha is initiated is from the left side. V'alkein mishom daika boin kol asar min enegina, and it's from there that these 10 types of song come forth. Ki daika al yidei ze yecholin lahamtik ulevatel hayogoin vanocha b'sharosha, because of the fact that simcha also comes from that left side, simcha and song and music, that's what gives us the ability that the simcha should sweeten and eliminate the negativity, the yogoin vanocha, ad sheyishapech hayogoin vanocha l'simcha, to the point where it could convert the yogoin vanocha into simcha. Sheze ikar shleimus hasimcha. And Rav Nosson Zal keeps repeating this because he wants us to really get the message that that's real simcha. Real simcha is not just when a person is happy about something. Real simcha is when a person can take the negativity inside of them, the things that are making them unhappy, and include them in the simcha, turn them around into simcha. Umachmas she'ikar hayichud shelachasana hu bebechina zu, and because of the fact that the union between husband and wife at a wedding is all about this, it's all about converting the sadness into joy. Therefore, the custom is that it's very, very important for there to be music at a wedding. Because the 10 types of song, they have this power, to convert the negativity, the sadness, the depression, to convert that into simcha. That's that north wind that played in the strings of the musical harp of David HaMelech. And now we'll understand also why it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Isarusa de Zivuga mi sitra de tzofin, that the arousal between a husband and wife to want to join together, that comes from the north side. Ki daiko mishom mamshichin hasimcha lahafoy chayogoin vanocha l'simcha. Because it's from there, from that left side, that we draw the simcha to convert the Yogain Vanacha into Simcha. Shezeo Bechinas Ruach Tzvoinis Hamanasheves Bekino Shel David. That's that concept of that north wind that would blow in David HaMelech's harp, Shemishom HaNegina. Because again, it's from the north, from the left side, that Negina comes. That's Shevet, that's the Levium, the left side. And now Rav Nosson Zal goes into it a little more. Ki hanigun hu bebechinas oila v'yoyred. Because a song is generally generated by going up and down the musical instrument. Person playing guitar, if you watch their hands, the hand that's controlling the musical notes is going up and down the guitar. So too, just about any musical instrument, a wind instrument, a clarinet, whatever it is, the hand is going up and down the instrument. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, mi olo shomayim vayered, who went up to heaven and came down. Shepirish Rabbeinu Zal al hanegina, and Rabbeinu Zal associates that pasuk with song. Kemavur b'Torah v'Ahimi Kates, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 54 in Likut Imran, Shehamenagen mevarer haruach toiva min haruach ra. A person whose singing is extracting the good ruach from the bad ruach. They're choosing which notes to include in the song and which notes to leave out of the song. And if you put in the wrong note, the song sounds yuchy. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in chapter 54 on Likutei Moran. V'zeo b'china hanal. And this is tied into what we said earlier. Shemahape hayogoin va'anocha l'simcha. That in song and music, we're converting the yogoin va'anocha into simcha alidei hanegina. Ki hepech yogoin va'anocha l'simcha. Because this converting of yogoin anocha into simcha, Zehu Iker Bechinas Birur Haruach Toiva Min Haruach Ra. That's exactly what's taking place when a person is singing or playing a musical instrument and choosing the good Ruach from the bad Ruach. Bechinas Oile V'Yoyreid, going up and down. Shetzorech HaMenagen HaMamshech HaSimcha Leireid Benigunoi B'Toikef Haruach Ra Shu Atzvus Mora Shchoyra. The person who's singing, who wants to bring this simcha, sometimes has to go down in the song. The song has to go down to a low note into the ruach ra, into the atzvus morashchera, into the yogoin vanocha, ulevarer ulahalois hakedusha vasimcha sheyesh shom, and to extract and elevate the holiness and the joy that's found there. Shehu bechinas haruach toiva, that's the good ruach, ad sheyale v'yevarer haruach ra, until by doing this, the person is elevating everything. He's elevating and refining even the ruach ra, the yogoin vanocha, and converting it to simcha. Shezehu ikar shleimus ha-simcha, that's the real completion and perfection of simcha. Ikar mailas ne'imus hanigun, the main beauty and sweetness of a song is based on its notes, its musical notes. Ki midos hanigun va'orche v'tzerufei koiloi shel hanigun haklulim basar min negina, because the different notes and voices of the song, which are all included under this umbrella term of the 10 types of song, shemehem nimshachim kol hanigunim shebo'ilam, from which are composed all the different songs, Yeshvahem Koyach Leshaber Salev Mahoid. They have the ability to break a person's heart in a big way. Ula Ha'aloisoi, Ula Hamshichoi Lashem Isporach Mahoid Mahoid. And to draw the person to Hashem and elevate the person to Hashem in an incredible way. We know that in many shuls, especially Friday night, In Breslov, they definitely have this custom usually, that the first part of L'chadoidi is the main song that's sung on Friday night. The first six or seven stanzas is usually a slow nigun, a very slow nigun that draws the heart, that makes the person get into it and make a certain deep connection to Hashem. And then, from loisei voishi, or vahoyulam shisa shesoyech, then they change into a very happy, joyous nigun. And it's this combination that Rav Nosson Zalman is referring to over here, that in music, in song, sometimes you have a slow song, which draws the person, which arouses the person's heart to connect to that holiness of the song. Ki hanigun yesh loy koyach godol lahamshich es leiv ha'odom la'shem yisborach kayadua. Because a song has an incredible power to draw the heart of a person to Hashem, if it's the right type of song. Kayadua, as is known, ukamo shedibya Rabbeinu Zal mizeh kama pamim. And as we find, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this to his students many times. In Sichei Saran, paragraph 273, there's a whole paragraph about this. The Omar, Rabbeinu Zal said, shetoiv moid lahachyoy sesatzmoy im ezenigim. That as a person is going through their day, and there are different things sometimes that get a person upset, or get a person worried, or get a person down, Rabbeinu Zal said it's very good for a person to be in the habit of having a song on their lips, to be singing. Va'omar kama v'kama toirois niflois alinyan haflogas rum mailas hanagina. And Rabbeinu Zal said many shiurim, many chapters of Likutei Moran and Sipurei Maaseis that express the incredible importance of song, that song reaches all the way up to the highest places. Kamuvan Bidvarov, as is understood throughout Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, Lemi Shemayin Bahem, to a person who studies Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, Varogil Bohem, and is very familiar with them. The Iker Maila Sanagina, and again, Rav Nosson Zal says, what's the most important specialness and benefit of song? Bebechina Hanal, what we mentioned earlier. Mashiesh Koyach al yidei hanigun lalois veleireid. That a song takes you up and down. Ad sheyachtoi fesayogan vanocha, to the point where it has the ability to grab those things that are getting you down, the worries, the shehu bechinas haruach ro v'atzvus, and to turn it around into joy and happiness. That's really what we refer to as complete holiness. Any questions? The advice given to women in Shalom Bayis articles and workshops usually goes like this. Don't expect anyone, including your husband, to make you happy. First, learn to be a positive, happy person, and then you'll be able to have a good marriage. According to what we're learning now, is this wrong? The answer is, it's definitely not completely right. Every single person, Rabbeinu Zal said, the mitzvah to be happy applies to everyone, to the husband, to the wife. And we learned in the previous year that the obligation within a marriage is especially on the husband to realize that the wife is more emotional. It's easier for her to get worried and to get down and depressed. And he has an important mitzvah, to lift her up, to bring joy and happiness into her and into the marriage. But here in what we were learning now, Rabbeinu Zal stresses every person. A Jewish home should be filled with song and music, singing. And again, it doesn't have to be loud. A person doesn't have to be singing at the top of their lungs, especially if they don't have a good voice. A person is humming a tune. Just humming a tune takes a person to a different place, a completely different place than without a tune. Today is Thursday morning. The women are starting to prepare for Shabbos. Sometimes it's a big job. It's a real big job. A lot to prepare. A lot of Shabbos people have more variety of different dishes. And the shopping, either the woman or the man is going to do shopping. Sometimes, again, it's a big job. It's time and effort and aggravation, different types of aggravation. If a person knows this and they have a song on their lips And their besimcha, they can handle anything and everything, because that's the one of the highest level and most permanent and most solid connections to Hashem is simcha, and especially through Negina. We've mentioned in the past that when we speak about the Torah is Hashem, kaviyochol. Kutshe Berichu v'oiraisa v'Yisrael chadu. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish nation are one. The Torah is comprised of four components. There are four parts to the Torah. The lowest level is the letters. Then comes the crowns, and the letters are incredibly holy. In the Zohar HaKadosh, there are pages and pages telling us the incredible secrets in each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Then comes the crowns on the letters, which are unbelievably holy. Then comes the vowels, which are a much, much higher level than that. And again, the Tikkuni Zohar, the Zohar HaKadosh, have incredible information and insights about this. And then the highest level is the musical notes, the tamim. That's the highest level. And we know that when we take out the Torah on Monday morning, on Thursday morning, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif, on Shabbos, the Bal Kore is required to study, to prepare, to be able to read the Torah with its musical note, combining all four parts. He's looking at the letters. He's looking at the crowns on the letters. He's pronouncing the vowels correctly, and the musical notes, the cherry on top, the musical notes, the tamim. Any other questions?
Rabbi, is there an issue with whistling?
Yes.
Is that a good thing?
Yes, the answer is it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. I believe the Rama is the one who mentions it in a certain place, that that's sort of a custom of the Goyim, that whistling is not such a positive thing. Especially on Shabbos, I believe also it's an issue. song. Singing, humming a tune, musical instruments, those are what we're referring to here.
Sorry, Rabbi, who mentioned that it was a custom of Goyim? I missed that.
I believe it's the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. He's the leading Ashkenazic posek. But I remember our Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Avraham, mentioning it, and that it's not a Jewish thing so much, the whistling. V'zehu b'chinas k'toyres. And now Rav Nosson Zal takes us back again to the topic of k'toyres. K'muva b'okam achar, as we discussed this earlier in the laws of Kriya Shema Halacha Beis. Ki k'toyres mamshich simcha. K'toyres draws happiness. B'chinas, as it says clearly in Mishlei, k'toyres yisamach lev. K'toyres brings joy to the heart. The Iker Shlemus Hakdusha Vahasimcha Shenivrar Alidei Aktoires Ubabchina Sanal. And the real perfection of Simcha, which is refined through Ktoires, is based on what we've been learning just now. Shemahapchim Hayogoin Vanocha, our ability to take the negativity, the Yogoin Vanocha, Shehu Bechinas Hasitrachra, which is the Satan, and convert it, l'simcha, l'sitra kedusha, bring it over to the side of holiness. Shezeo b'chinas chelbana, that's that spice called chelbana, sherecha ra, which the Torah tells us had a foul odor. Shehoya b'ktoiris, and it was included in the ktoiris. Shemerames al birur hakedusha, mitoikev hasitrachra v'aklipois. And this hints to us, this important mission of refining holiness, bringing holiness to a whole new level by taking from the deepest part of the sitrachra and the klipos. Kayodua b'ksovim, as is known in the writings of the Arizal, in the Pri Eitz Chaim, hainu b'china hanal, this is exactly what we were talking about earlier. Kiktoires mevareres umale hakdusha me imke imke aklipos kayodua. Because as the Sifrei Kabbal explain, Ktoires goes down and elevates holiness that was found deep, deep, deep in the Tumah, in the Klipos. She'ein, Kayadu, as is known, She'ein Dovor, She'yale HaKedusha Me'oimek HaSitrachra, K'moyak Ktoires. There is nothing in existence, there's nothing in Judaism that has the ability to go down into the deepest, deepest places of the Sitrachra, of Tumah, and elevate the holiness from there, extract and elevate the holiness from there. And therefore the Zohar HaKadosh says, and the Arizal says, that when a person is saying the Ktoris, they're supposed to say it very carefully, to say every word, you know, like treasuring every word. Every one of those spices is like a crown. Shezeh moyel ma'oid l'tshuva. This will help a person tremendously in being able to do tshuva. Why? Loshuv mitoik oimek ha'choshech v'asitrachra l'hashem yisparach. For the person to be able to get out of the deepest, deepest darkness and tuma and sitrachra and be able to come close to Hashem. Kimavur b'hasidr shel ha'arizal etzel ha'ktoiris. As we find in the Siddur of the Arizal by Ktoiris, it's stressed over there, the importance of really saying the Ktoiris with feeling, with heart, and realizing how powerful this is. Ki Ktoiris hoyo bohem chelbana, sherei chara. Ktoiris had in it this chelbana, which has a bad odor. Shemarame izal ha-sitra achra, which represents the sitra achra. Shegam kein nichlala b'hakidusha b'sarich ha-ktoiris, which is also being brought in and included in the package of holiness of ktoiris, ha-mesamach ha-slev, which the Torah says brings joy to the heart. Shezehu b'china hanal. This is what we spoke about before. Shemahapchem ha-yogoin v'anocha. That we're taking the yogoin v'anocha, we're taking the worries and the sadness and the depression and turning it, shehim toikef ha-sitra achra v'aklipois. That is the satan, that is the klipois. Mahapchem oisam l'simcha. And we're converting it, we're turning it around into simcha. Shezehu ikar shleimus ha-kedusha v'asimcha. This is the real perfection and completion of holiness and simcha. Now remember, the Gemara says that 10 is holy. The number 10 is holiness. When you have 10 people, you can say kadosh, 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 kedusha, kadish, baruchu, every read the Torah, everything. And the Tikkuni Zohar reveals a secret to show what is it about 10? The answer is take a look at the number 10. One, you have one. One times one is one. The second person is not one, he's number two. Two times two is four. The third person is a three. Three times three is nine. If you keep going till 10, 10 times 10 is 100. Together it's 385, which is Bigematria Shekhinah. Shekhinah, the divine presence of Hashem. 10, a quorum of 10 people, is a, we are ensured that the divine presence of Hashem is there. That's holiness. If 10 is holiness, what's 11? 11 means we're going down into the basement. The number 11 means we're going down into the Sitra Achra. We're going downstairs to their place and including them in the Kedusha. And that's why Yud Aleph, like we mentioned in the previous year, the number 11 in Hebrew is Yud Aleph. Yud Vav Dalid, Aleph Lamed Pei, the way you pronounce it, is Bigematria Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, the angel of death, the Satan, the Yetzirah. That's what 11 represents. So the 11 spices of the Ktoiris is telling us that we have the full spectrum of holiness and we have the ability to go down into the basement and include them in the pack, integrate them into this package and make it a complete, a real complete package. And this explains what we said in the past from the Shiloh HaKodesh, that the Gemara says, Mordechai, one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time was Mordechai HaTzaddik. The Gemara says, where is Mordechai mentioned in the Chumash? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you, in the Ktoiris, one of the spices of the Ktoiris is Mordoror, Mordoror. It's in the Ktoiris, it's in the Shemen HaMishcha. And if you look in the Targum, the Aramaic translation of Mordoror, it's Mordechai, Mordechai. And the Gemara points this out, that Mordechai is in the Ketoiris, because the Ketoiris is so holy, and Ketoiris reaches up to the highest place, like we learned in the previous year. Ketoiris reaches up to Ein Sof. But we also learned that if it reaches up to the highest place, it's got to be able to go down, down, down to the lowest place. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says, then Haman has to also be in the Ketoiris. Chelbena is Bigematria Haman, exactly 95. Now you would say, but 1 minute, Haman comes from Amalek. Amalek is out. Amalek is not included at all. Sorry, not true. The Gemara says in Gittin, Mibnei Bonov shall Haman lamdu Torah lebnei Yisrael mibnei Brak. That from the descendants of Haman came forth rabbis who taught Torah to Bnei Yisrael in Bnei Brak. So the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says that even in Haman, there was a spark. There's some kind of spark. It didn't come out in him. He had to be hung. He had to be killed. His 10 sons had to be killed. But later generations, that spark came out. And Ketoiris is so big that it goes from the top of the top of the top to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. And that's holiness. That's simcha. That's the highest level of simcha, when it can include the top of the top and the bottom of the bottom. Question in the chat, is it accepted in Breslov to listen to a cappella music during Sfira Soimer? The answer is, a cappella means without musical instruments, where there are people who know how to sing, where they can imitate musical instruments. You hear this choir singing, and it sounds almost exactly like musical instruments. The answer is, unfortunately, I did not ask the question. I'll ask, in Yetzir Shem. I know that some of the Jewish radio stations do that during Sfira. I'll try to find out and be able to have the answer for the next Shira, Yetzir Shem. But to hum a tune, to sing during Sfira, is definitely a mitzvah, a good thing, in order to be besimcha.
Also, thoughts on a wedding nowadays to do it outside of Yerushalayim just so you can have clay zeder. What's the...
Good question. There is a custom in Yerushalayim, it's called a Yerushalmi custom, of not allowing musical instruments at a wedding. Because of the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim. And when we talk about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the place that got it the most and the worst is Yerushalayim. They declared, the rabbis, the Ashkenazic rabbis, declared a custom, no musical instruments at a wedding in Yerushalayim. The only thing they allow is a drummer, a poiker, it's called in Yiddish, period. The Sephardim did not accept that custom, number one. And even among the Ashkenazim, there are some that don't follow that. The Breslov Hasidim in Yerushalayim generally do follow that custom, not having musical instruments at a wedding. And for this reason, there are some people, some brides and grooms and parents that insist on having the wedding, the child's wedding, outside of Yerushalayim, so that you can have music. We see here in Likut HaLachas that the music is something very special. Yerushalayim is very, very special. So both are on a very high level. In terms of which is better, I don't know. I don't really know. But here we're being taught the incredible value of music. Now, Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran, if your musicians are non-Jews, if your musicians are people who don't keep Shabbos, it's not the same. It's the Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 3 on the Likut Imran begins by saying a person who hears song or music from people who are not Yirei Shamayim, it could harm the person's neshama. Therefore, it's very good and very important for a person to choose musicians, if at all, musicians, singers that are Yirei Shamayim. It's interesting to note, one of my closest friends and mentors, David Asulin, who grew up in the Syrian community and grew up not Haredi, and he loved Arabic music. Arabic music being sung by Arabs. And to him, this was something that was very uplifting and very spiritual, because song and music is spiritual. Especially a person who knows music, who knows song, it's something very, very spiritual. And I believe he spoke to our Rebbe about it, Rav Rosenfeld, and there could be some rare exceptions where a particular person who grew up in a particular culture, that kind of thing, that they can use it in a positive way, that kind of thing. But on a standard, regular level, a person should try their best to hear a song and music coming from genuinely religious people, the type of song and music that connects, that makes a person feel closer to Hashem, closer to Torah, closer to mitzvahs.
Does this Yerushalmi custom apply just to weddings or things like bar mitzvahs or Sheva brachos?
I believe it's especially weddings, because again, a wedding is a time. I don't know if it applies the same way to these other simchas. I'm not sure. Question, does this spark that we mentioned, like Haman, does this apply to all the biggest Rishonim, such as Hitler, Yamach Shemoy, that they had some good? The answer is, it seems, on a certain level, yes. That anything created by Hashem, because Hashem is Toiv Hashem Lakoil, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, in Mispar Koton, when you drop the zeros, Yud is 1, He is 5, Vav is 6, and He is 5, equals Toiv, 17, Toiv Hashem Lakoil. So the Sifrei Kabbalah seem to tell us that in everything, there has to be some kind of a spark, some kind of an aspect of Toiv. But again, that doesn't give us a license to allow them to live. We have to follow the laws of the Torah. Hashem commanded Shaul HaMelech, wipe out men, women, children, animals of Amalek. Don't leave anything alive. And when he didn't fill that completely, it was considered a mistake, a terrible mistake. Continuing, paragraph of, V'alkein, Nodav Aviyu, and therefore Nadav and Aviyu, who entered into the Mishkan to offer k'toyres, and they were not married, alkein nenshu b'misa, therefore their penalty was death. Ki habirur v'hayichud hanasa al-yidei k'toyres ha-mesamach ha-slev hu b'china hanal. Because the refinement and that spiritual union that's brought about through k'toyres, which brings joy to the heart, is shemahapchin hayogayin v'anocha l'simcha. It's all about this ability to take the negative and convert it to positive, to take the sitra achra and bring it into the simcha. Shezeo b'chinas chasana, and that's what's taking place at a wedding. B'chinas zivig digdusha, when there's a holy union between a man and a woman. Kedei levarer ulvelafoy chayogayin v'anocha hanechas b'hoisha l'simcha. For the husband and the wedding to refine and convert any of that negativity, the worries, the anxiety, the sadness that's naturally attaches itself to the woman, to convert it, to bring her into the simcha. And therefore, Nadav and Aviyu, who were deficient in this, they refused to get married. Ki hoyu anoshim gedoylim tzadikim noiroim ukedoshim oid. Look at every word here. Rav Nosson says they were awesome, holy, great tzadikim, Nadav and Aviyu. And they wanted to be deeply connected to Hashem with great simcha always. And they weren't willing to go outside for even for a short period of time. El hayogayin v'anocha, to go down to the yogayin v'anocha, lahachnisei l'toich ha-simcha, to include that also, to bring that into the simcha, to bring the chelbana in, to bring the woman in. Shezel b'chinas ha-mitzvah lisa isha. And this is part of what's behind the mitzvah of a man getting married. Kiloy rotzu lahoyred atzman l'sham. They refuse to go down there. Lahafoy chayogoyin v'anocha bit l'simcha. To convert the yogin v'anocha into simcha. Aval pogmu bazeh. However, they were making a mistake in this. Ki ein shlemus hakedusha v'asimcha kiim al yidei zedaika. Because the holiness is not complete, and the simcha is not complete unless you include the yogin v'anocha. V'alkein nenshu al yidei haktoiris. And therefore, it's the ktoiris that blew them away. Ki alias hakedusha shel haktoiris yefsh. Because that holy elevation of Torah cannot happen other than through a person who's married. If he's married, he has the ability, the potential to be able to elevate holiness even from the deepest tumah. And to convert the yogin and anocha into joy. Shezeo b'chinas mitzvahs nisuin. This is what the mitzvah of getting married is all about. B'chinas ketoiris yesamach leiv, to bring joy and happiness. V'alkei nenshu b'misa, and therefore their punishment was death. Ki had yogoin v'anocha hu sitra d'moisa. Because depression, sadness, yogoin anocha is death. It's associated with death. Ki al hameis rachmona letzlon, mesablin umesmararin beyogain vanocha rachmonson. Because when someone dies, that's when we wail and we moan and we grow, all of those things. Umachma shaloi hoyin isim. And because they weren't married, veloi zochu lafoi chayogain vanocha lesimcha, which means they were not, they did not succeed in converting the yogain vanocha into simcha. Alkein nisachsa bohem hamisa hanemsheches misham. So therefore, because they didn't convert the yoga in vanocha, which are associated with death, they didn't bring it into the kedusha. So therefore, the yoga in vanocha, which is associated with death, took their lives. Be'ez shenichnesu lahakdir k'toiris. At when they went inside to try to bring the k'toiris, she'oz tzrichin gamkein lasos b'chinazois. Which is especially a time when a person has to do this, lahalois hayoga in vanocha lahafcha l'simcha, to elevate the yoga in vanocha, the chelbana, and convert it to simcha, make it part of that fabulous aroma. Avolheim lo yehoyu lehem koyach l'zeh. However, they did not have the ability to do this. Begin deloy in sibu, because they weren't married. V'alkein nenshu daiko al yedei zeh. And therefore, their punishment came through k'toiris, and the punishment was death. Ki kisharoitzen levarer hakedusha me'imke aklipois. Because when a person attempts to elevate the holiness that's found in the deep, deep klipois, ve'ein lo koyach lezeh, and the person isn't qualified to do it, they don't have the power to do it, machma shepogam bazeh, because they messed up in that area, Alkein he mizgarim umizgabrim chasshon. The forces of the sitrachra, the klipa, is the death, overpowers that person. V'alkein nen shu b'misa al yidei haktoiris. And therefore, their death was brought about by bringing the k'toiris. Ki lo yehoyu lahem koyach lafoy chayogain v'anocha l'simcha. Because they didn't have the ability to convert the yogain anocha into simcha. Begin the loy in Sibu, because they weren't married. V'alkein nistalko alideze, and therefore they passed away through this. V'alkein afilu mi shehu tzadik godol v'kodosh moed, and therefore even a person who's a super holy tzadik, v'yocholio is porush legamri b'kedusha gedola, and has the ability to be an ascetic, to separate themselves completely from the physical, materialistic world. Behechrech u'mechuyev lisa isha. He must and is required to marry a woman. Ki hu mitzvah rishoyne shebetoira. That's the first mitzvah in the Torah. Kedei lifrois velirvois, in order to procreate, in order to produce children. Ulaham etoilodois, hainu kanal. Ki ikar hakedusha hi hasimcha kemavura batoiranal. Because as Rabbein Azal says there, the holiness is defined by joy and happiness. We know the Beis Hamikdash. It says, "Usemachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem." You will rejoice with everything you bring to the Beis Hamikdash. Avol ein shleimus lahasimcha kiim kishemavarin umalin hayogin vanocho mahapchenoisin lesimcha. However, as we said before, the simcha is not complete. You're not closing the circle unless you're zeicher to extract and elevate the yogin vanocha and include that into the simcha. Shezeh bechinas nisuin. That's part of what's taking place when in a marriage. V'alkein afilu hatzadik hakodosh shezeicher lesimcha b'shleimus. And therefore, even a super holy tzaddik who is definitely besimcha, behechrech lisa isha, must marry a woman kedei lafoich hayogayin vanocha lesimcha, in order to take the depression, the negativity, the yogayin vanocha, the war, and convert that into simcha, bring that into simcha. Validese ikar hahoylada, and this is what helps to produce children. Ki ikra ha-hoylodo al-yidei ha-birur ha-nasa al-yidei ha-zivug shel mitzvah. Because the whole concept of giving birth, bringing children into the world, is accomplished through that refinement that's done when a husband and wife join together. Shemevarin nitzoytzeis kedoshois me'imke aklipois. By doing that, that enables them to extract holy sparks that are found even in the lowest places. And this explains why, regarding this mitzvah, a husband and wife being intimate, being together, the sitrachra, the satan, is very powerful over there to try to make it ugly, dirty, to try to get them into a fight, to try to rob them of the good feelings for each other. All the different various ways that the satan tries to spoil and damage this holy, holy act. Because by a husband and wife being together in that way, this enables them to reach down even into the lowest, lowest places and elevate holy sparks from there. Just but through the performance of this mitzvah when it's being done properly. And therefore, a person has to really pray hard to Hashem, and to be strong, to perform this mitzvah with holiness, to perform it in a kosher way, conforming to all the guidelines of the Torah, and for the man to try to make sure to purify himself, to go into this with the right mindset, with all of the right attitude, the right thoughts, the right feelings, and the right actions, kimavur bisforim, as is explained in all the holy books, utzrichen lehizgaper ma'oidos laharchik hamorashchoy rav atzvus. And they have to be, the couple have to be especially careful to remove any depression, sadness, worry, negativity at that time. But rather to be super, super happy, which will give them the ability to convert the negativity, the yogayin vanocha, into simcha. This is what the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about when they talk about elevating all kinds of holiness that has fallen deep, deep down into the klipos. And this is what brings about the birth of children. Ki hahoylado nimsheches. Alidei birur nefoshois hakedoshois Me'imke haklipos kayadua, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us what enables a woman to conceive, to become pregnant, to bring children into the world, is when this process of going down, down into the super klipos and elevating holiness from there. V'alkein alidei ha'hoylodo nimshach simcha. And therefore, when there's a birth, there's celebration, there's happiness. K'mo shekosuv, as it says in Mishlei, yismach avicha ve'imecha v'sogel yoladetecha. Your father and mother will be happy. Those who gave birth to you will rejoice. U'k'mo shekosuv, ben chacham yisamach av. And as it says, an intelligent child brings joy to the father. Because once again, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that a birth is brought about through this accomplishment of taking out and refining holiness from within the klipos, which is what Rabbeinu Zal defines as converting the yogan vanocha into simcha, Iker hasimcha, and that's real simcha. That's the most important, the best type of simcha. The next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go again into the topic of why the requirement is to have a son and a daughter. And then he's going to speak about tshuva more elaborately. We're going to have incredible things still in this halacha, Mitzvah Shem. Wishing everybody a wonderful day full of simcha. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is going to be Netzach Shebenetzach, which is Rabbeinu Zal's sphere. That's the middle, the exact middle of the Sfiras Omer. And we're headed towards Lag BaOmer, which is one of the happiest celebrations in Klal Yisrael. We should be zeichet to prepare to beg Hashem that Hashem should eliminate all of the things that need to be eliminated. The Hamons, the Amoleks that need to be destroyed should be destroyed. And whatever aspects of the Yogin Vanacha could be included, all those that need to do tshuva should do a complete tshuva. Be zeichet to see the Gula Shleima, the coming of Moshiach, b'mehirah b'yameinu, amen v'yamein.
Amen. Amen.